Why is it so hard to live our calling? Why is it so hard to live our calling? There seems to be this gap between what we think we're capable of and what wants to happen through us. There seems to be this gap between who we think we are and what our calling wants us to be. And in that gap, we are filled with self-doubt. We are filled with fear. We are filled with thoughts of belittlement. Here's the deal. Here's the deal. Our calling doesn't care. Our calling doesn't care what we look like. Our calling doesn't care what people think of us. Our calling doesn't care if our hair looks good today. Our calling doesn't care if we sound like we graduated from Harvard or Yale. Our calling doesn't care if we meet or reach 10 people or 10,000. Our calling doesn't care how much money we make. Our calling doesn't care what the exact results of our acts are. Our calling cares that we act. Our calling cares that we listen. Our calling cares that we embody. Our calling cares that we risk. Our calling cares that we grow. Our calling cares that we're committed to this mysterious process that we can never fully name and never fully understand. Our calling wants us to be in this process. Our calling doesn't want us to arrive with a title, a name, a classification, something easy for people to understand. Our calling wants us to give our lives over to the mysterious process. So I invite you today to do just that. I invite you today to do just that. Give yourself over to this mysterious process that you may never fully understand, but that you know when you're on track because you feel alive, because you feel connected, because you feel something has clicked in. There's a sense of alignment. That's how we know, and that's all we need to know. Thank you.